NASCAR on Prime lights up Music City. Who's got what it takes to tackle the concrete at Nashville Super Speedway and walk away with NASCAR's coolest trophy? Stream the NASCAR Cup Series at Nashville, Sunday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, where music meets motorsports, only on Prime.
If your brain is at full capacity with to-dos, birthdays, and dinner plans, meet Skylight Calendar. It syncs your entire family's schedule onto a sleek digital display so you focus on important things like where you left your coffee. Right now, Skylight is offering our listeners $30 off their 15-inch calendars by going to skylightcal.com/talk. Go to skylightcal.com/talk for $30 off your 15-inch calendar. That's skylightcal.com/talk.
Hey, everybody, I'm Zach.
And I'm Jesse.
You're watching Tesla Time News.
Episode 471.
On Now You Know. So the big, beautiful bill passed the House of Representatives last Thursday, 215 to 214. One of the many things in this bill is a federal EV tax of $250 a year that would start on September 30th, 2026 and end 10 years later.
Now, I get the reasoning. The current federal gas tax is 18.4 cents per gallon, and gas taxes are what pay for our roads and bridges, and EVs don't need to use gas, so they don't pay the gas tax.
But if we do a little math, the average car in the U.S. drives 13,600 miles a year and gets an average of 25 miles per gallon. That comes out to $100.06 a year in federal gas taxes.
So wait a minute, EVs will have to pay $150 more per year than the average gas car is paying?
Yep, 150% more.
I mean, that's not fair.
I agree. So remember, Congress represents us, and if we don't tell them how we feel, then they won't know. So contact your senators and tell them if you're going to have an EV tax, at least make it fair. And if you don't contact them, then don't complain.
But if you do contact them and this $250 EV tax still passes, then by all means, complain all you want.
Now, the big, beautiful bill, H.R. 1, under Section 112002, also cut the $7,500 federal tax credit.
USA, USA.
Keep in mind that the Senate would also have to pass the bill with this provision intact, but that does seem likely at this point.
So will this mean a sharp dip in EV sales next year?
That's a question that we asked our patrons this week in the Patreon poll. Interesting to note that according to the wording of the bill, automakers who have sold less than 200,000 EVs would still qualify for the $7,500 federal EV tax credit for one more year, so all of 2026.
So we're talking Rivian, Lucid, Polestar, Honda, and Mercedes-Benz.
Yes, but I think that only the Honda Prologue EV currently qualifies. So it doesn't really matter that all of those manufacturers might get the credit if they don't make a vehicle that qualifies for the credit.
Interesting. I wonder if this becomes law, if we'll see a spike in Honda Prologue sales next year.
It's possible. I do think the loss of the $7,500 tax credit will hurt Tesla Model 3 and Model Y sales a bit.
We're going to discuss this more on Investor Club bonus stories today.
So consider joining our Investor Club on Patreon so you can see all of our Investor Club bonus stories.
It looks like Elon will be spending a lot more time sleeping on the factory floors at X, XAI, Tesla, and SpaceX now that his duties at Doge are going to take up less of his time.
When this fire happened here at the Oregon data center on Thursday that X leases, Elon posted this on Saturday morning. Back to spending 24/7 at work and sleeping in conference server factory rooms. I must be super focused on X and XAI and Tesla plus Starship launch next week as we have critical technologies rolling out. As evidenced by the X uptime issues this week, major operational improvements need to be made. The failover redundancy should have worked but did not.
So what Elon means by failover redundancy should have worked but did not is that when one server goes down, the system should seamlessly switch over to another server so that users don't even notice a problem.
But X and Grok users did notice problems. Many of us on X on Friday and Saturday were seeing all sorts of glitches and problems, reading replies, etc. It was a big reminder to me of how much I now rely on X and Grok during my day.
And I think Farzad nailed it. He said, given the disastrous GOP bill, the only chance the U.S. has is explosive GDP growth. If that doesn't happen in the next 2 to 3 years, we are cooked. please pass term limits in Congress.
Yeah, I was really disappointed, as I usually am in Congress, to see that in the middle of the night up until 6 a.m., they're putting all sorts of crap into the bill. It wasn't a great bill to begin with, I believe, but then to shove other stuff into it that I still am unpacking now is not the way to pass laws, in my opinion.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't like your laws full of pork?
No, don't like them porky, no. Barrett said, I wonder if this is why Elon has somewhat moved away from politics in order to accelerate GDP growth with humanoid robots. If he believes this is the only solution, then this would be his most logical choice. And Elon said, bullseye.
He went on to say, I have come to the perhaps obvious conclusion that accelerating GDP growth is essential. Doge has and will do great work to postpone the day of bankruptcy of America, but the profligacy of government means only radical improvements in productivity can save our country.
Mike P says, I'm getting a sense that after this recent interview circuit, Elon said, all right, this, hold my beer, and activated his level 99 mage technologist skills. Dude has been real quiet on X recently. I'm thinking he's about to be on the most epic dungeon run of his career. Your puts are going to be like never before.
And Elon posted the magic wand emoji. Hasn't posted the magic wand emoji very often.
No.
I don't think this might be the first one.
Yeah, this is very exciting, actually, because he also, as we're going to talk about in the tweets of the week, has changed his profile.
Okay.
And he's back to being Elon again.
I see.
Tesla has filed for a U.S. trademark for Robotaxi and Cybercab.
Wait, I thought Tesla already did this.
You're right. Tesla did file for Robotaxi prior to this, but the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office rejected it in October. So now Tesla is back with this cyberpunk design.
Interesting.
I didn't know you could just change the design of it. I thought it was just the word, but
I didn't know you could be rejected by the, I don't know what grounds the trademark office used to
reject
them.
Is there a Robotaxi service that I don't know about?
Well, it's time for the first Megafactory Texas update.
I'm sorry. We've given plenty of Giga Texas updates.
No. I said Megafactory.
Oh, right. The Megafactory that's being built near Houston, Texas, that we reported on a while ago.
The steel is going up at the Empire West Business Park on Empire Boulevard in Brookshire, Texas, where Tesla is converting their 1 million square foot warehouse and building about 600,000 square feet of new factory structures, twice the size of the Lathrop Megafactory.
Nice. Thank you to S.E. Robinson Jr. for these photos. Follow him on X.
This will be Tesla's third megafactory, adding to Shanghai, China, and Lathrop, California. The one in New York doesn't really count because they don't really make
Mega. They make some power walls, but not really.
They make like superchargers and stuff, but
yes.
They don't make mega packs.
Yeah.
Tesla plans to spend around $190 million to build out the plants, which will bring 1,500 manufacturing jobs to the area.
Now, I think this is even bigger news than whether the Model Y will be impacted by the $7,500 tax credit. You know what? There's so much to talk about in this story. We're going to continue it over on Investor Club Bonus Story, so please join us there. So we've reviewed so many types of e-bikes over on our Now Let's Review channel.
The reason we do this is because everyone has different needs, different budgets, different ages, and body types. And I think if you peruse the dozens of e-bike reviews on Now Let's Review, you will find e-bikes that work for you.
Yeah, I mean, this week we reviewed what is now my go-to adventure e-bike. It's the Cyrusher Rover Fat Tire e-bike. We've gone on a couple new adventures with the Cyrusher, and it solves one problem that my previous e-bike, the Aventon Aventure, had.
You'll have to check out the review to find out what that was, but let's just say Zach sacrificed part of his body for the past couple of years during our adventures, which, by the way, you can see over on our Now We Adventure channel. He seems quite happy now, so you might want to find out what he has learned the hard way, pun intended.
All right, it's time for some SpaceX news, and Elon said Starlink now in St. Martin. Quick, where's St. Martin on the map?
It's in the Caribbean.
You were just near there.
Yeah, so
you're already
cheating.
Up on it.
Yeah.
Six volunteer fire departments in rural West Virginia, so Peterstown, Ballard, Linside, Union, Gap Mills, and Alderson fire departments received donated Starlink mini terminals so that the first responders there will be able to communicate with 911 better and get to fires faster.
Nice.
SpaceX has received the FAA's approval last Thursday for the next Starship Flight 9 test mission.
Woohoo! So the launch window opens at 6:30 Central Time this Tuesday, May 27th.
Now, obviously, weather and other factors will affect the launch date and time, but it does seem likely that it'll be this week. Fingers crossed. Look at that picture of it traveling down the road. Imagine if you're just driving to work one day. And
can you drive under it?
Maybe.
And this is SpaceX's new homepage.
Yeah, Elon will be giving his talk soon. Actually, the update is that he's going to be giving it Tuesday, May 27th at 1 p.m.
So before the launch.
And Elon said this is not an exit plan. Multiplanetary means life consciousness on many planets, not just moving from one single planet to another single planet.
That's
makes
what
sense.
Multiplanetary
exactly.
Means.
This isn't like a Hollywood movie.
NASCAR on Prime lights up Music City. Who's got what it takes to tackle the concrete at Nashville Super Speedway and walk away with NASCAR's coolest trophy? Stream the NASCAR Cup Series at Nashville, Sunday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, where music meets motorsports, only on Prime.
This podcast is supported by Talkspace.
When my husband came home from his military deployment, readjusting was hard for all of us. Thankfully, I found Talkspace.
Talkspace provides professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatric providers online. Military members, veterans, and their dependents ages 13 and older can get fast access to providers, all from the privacy of their computers or smartphones.
I just answered a few questions online, and Talkspace matched me with a therapist. We meet when it's convenient for me, and I can message her anytime. It was so easy to set up, and they accept TRICARE. Therapy was going so well, my husband and I started seeing a couples therapist through Talkspace, too.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, including TRICARE. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com/military. Go to Talkspace.com/military to get started today. That's Talkspace.com/military.
Craftsman days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Save $100 on the Craftsman V20 6-Tool Power Tool Combo Kit, now at $199. No matter what the project is, Craftsman's high-quality, high-performance products empower you to build on. Stop by your nearest Lowe's store and check out the full line of Craftsman tools today. Valid through 6/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
All right, it's time for Into the Future, sponsored by our friends over at Henson Shaving.
If you want to get the best razor on earth, congratulations. It's on a website. You can order it and they'll ship it to you. And if you use our code Now You Know, they will add 100 blades to that order. Those are double-sided blades. Those are 200 fresh, clean shaves with free blades. Thank you, Henson Shaving.
So it seems that Hyundai doesn't want to be left out of the robot race. So they announced on Thursday their robot called ACR.
I don't see it. I mean, I see a car, obviously. I see a couple chargers. Ooh, is that it there? The thing that looks like a bunch of PVC pipes? Is that it?
So very simply, you'll have a PVC T.
Yes, that's Hyundai's new EV charging robot. Yan-Hee Won, president of Hyundai Motors R&D division, said this marks an important turning point in validating the practical value of future mobility technologies. With customized automatic charging solutions, we aim to deliver a more convenient and enhanced mobility experience for users. So they are installing a couple of these EV charger robots at the Incheon Airport as part of a pilot program.
Oh, great. So viewers, if you find yourself at the Incheon Airport in South Korea, please send us a video.
No. They can't use them.
What do you mean? You just said that they're piloting the program at the airport.
Yeah, but they're limiting their use to a fleet of eco-friendly airport EVs, so travelers can't use them.
So I guess ACR stands for another crummy robot, huh? Kind of like how VW's EV charging robot that we reported on back in 2020. How'd that one work out?
VW never passed the concept stage.
Ah, 5 years later, nothing. Nice. I mean, have these car companies heard about Optimus? I mean, not only will Optimus be able to plug in EVs, but it'll be able to do tons of other stuff while they wait for the cars to come and go, whereas this PVC plumbing robot can only do one thing.
What is my purpose?
You pass butter.
Oh my God.
It is kind of funny how simplistic they seem. Whereas if Tesla didn't exist, we would probably be nonstop talking about this robot. Like, wow, did you see that robot? All right, it's time for sunspots. So let's take a look at this chart here from Ember.
In April, solar power reached 10% of global power generation for the first month ever.
Global. Elon said solar power is very obviously the future if you can do elementary math. Compared to the sun, all other energy combined is like cavemen burning some twigs. And this chart shows that Texas has 35 gigawatts of solar online as of April of this year.
So what's the purple and green represent?
So those are solar projects that already have their interconnection agreements in place, meaning they are approved to go. The purple is financed and the green isn't financed yet. So not as sure to happen as the purple is. But if all the projects in the pipeline come online, then in a couple of years, Texas will have doubled the solar generation or have 70 gigawatts online. You can see why the demand for megapack batteries is so strong.
And if you're looking at the chart and you're like, oh, but then it like levels off. Right. That's because people don't always plan 5 years in advance.
Right. That's all we know about at the moment.
So it could very well be that there are more projects that will be added on top of this. It's just that that's what's planned so far.
Exactly. Exactly. Hey, and if you'd like to get solar and batteries in your house, but you still have a lot of questions about it, go to our friends at EnergyPal. They'll help answer them and get you the cheapest solution and the best solution for free. Let them know that Zach and Jesse sent you. All right, it's time for our Patreon bonus stories. We've got a bunch of big things to talk about this week. So go support us over on Patreon for as little as a buck a month. Get to see three different Patreon bonus stories during the week and really make a difference. We'll see you there. All right, we're back from Patreon bonus stories. It's time for the poll.
So if the $7,500 federal EV tax credit goes away next year, do you think EV sales will dip in the United States?
Oh, they're usually right.
Well, it does make sense. $7,500 is a lot to be adding onto the price of a car. The only question is, can other car manufacturers kind of absorb some of that extra cost? You don't think Ford can do that?
Doubt it.
You don't think that GM can just the price of their cars?
Oh, no.
They've already been doing that.
Yeah. It's going to speed up the demise of auto manufacturers. All right, it's time for Elon's X's of the week. And Elon is back to being Elon. And if you're saying like, well, where's his profile picture? Well, it's there. It's just a very dark piece of what looks like slate. Some people have been saying maybe it's a heat shield tile or it's a clean slate. What do you think? Comment down below. Senator Mike Lee posted, can Optimus be programmed to balance the federal budget?
Elon said it will do so by greatly increasing GDP.
Jesse Pelton says, saying that you can't power a rocket with solar panels is as silly as saying you can't power a rocket with gas wells. Yeah, not directly, obviously. A rocket doesn't have to be attached to a well to use gas from a well.
Elon said the methane oxygen propellant plants on Mars will be solar powered.
Elon went on to say the spread of the woke mind virus is extremely obvious and quantifiable. And then he says, as will be its decline.
Mitt said, what is the vaccine to the virus?
Elon said, truth. Tesla posted, imagine you need to drop off something on the other side of town. Instead of driving there yourself and wasting time in traffic, your car will be able to run that errand on its own while you work or do other things. On the way back, it could bring you your coffee order without high delivery fees. This will be possible in a robo-taxi future.
And May Musk said, yes.
Guess she's excited about getting that coffee.
Yes.
All right, it's time for Supercharger Reviews. Let's see what you guys have found out there.
Hi, Zach and Jesse. My name is Jim. I'm here at Tofty, Minnesota, along busy Highway 61 at one of the newest superchargers, which just literally opened up this week. Highway 61 is a busy corridor along the north shore of Lake Superior. It's a very popular area for tourism as well as outdoor activities. It's an 8-stall, 250 kilowatt charger at Surfside Resort, part of the Bluefin family of resorts. Tofty is conveniently located roughly halfway between Duluth, 90 miles to the southwest, and Thunder Bay, Canada, about 100 miles to the northeast. This would be the last supercharging opportunity before you leave the US on your way to Canada. That building over there, about 100 yards away, has restrooms, as well as a nice restaurant that's open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. The deck outside of the restaurant has a gorgeous view of Lake Superior. There are pathways alongside the townhomes here at Surfside that you can go down to the lake if you so desire. Otherwise, you can spend your time out on the deck. This is this beautiful area at all seasons. And I think it's going to be a very popular destination with the amenities that's got and the beauty of the area. I think it's one of the prettiest superchargers around. I give this a 9 out of 10. Now you know.
Hi, Zach and Jesse. This is Jacob with Long Island EVs, and I am not in Long Island. I'm in Nashville. We're here for a long weekend, and this is got to be the most convenient supercharger I've ever seen. We got, I want to say this is 20 stalls, maybe 16, I didn't count, right next to our hotel. I mean, you can't beat that. And we got 4 destination chargers, which is nice. Two of them are paired with J-plugs. This is our rental, a Model 3, getting us to where we need to go. And yeah, this is crazy convenient. I can't think of a better situation than this for supercharging. I don't want to say 10 out of 10, but I'll give it an 8. Now you know.
Thank you so much for doing Supercharger Reviews. On our website, nowyouknowchannel.com, we have a map. And on the map is everybody's Supercharger Reviews, and you can upload your own there as well.
And it's still working.
It's still working. It's held together with gum and masking tape, but it is still hanging in there.
What do we got for new superchargers?
Number 89 in Virginia is the 12-stall version 4, 325 kilowatt in Ashburn at Van Meter Drive, Virginia.
We have the 20-stall version 4 with a solar canopy at Arc-sur-Tille, France.
We got number 148 in Norway is the 12-stall version 4 in Steinkjer, Norway.
We have number 83 in North Carolina, the 20-stall version 4, 325 kilowatts in Asheville.
Number 87 in Sweden is the 20-stall version 4 in Norrköping, Sweden.
Number 94 in Pennsylvania, the 12-stall version 4, 325 kilowatts in Harrisburg.
The 12-stall version 4 in Anglesey, UK.
The 8-stall version 4, 325 kilowatts right here in Revere, Massachusetts.
Number 244 in Canada is the 24-stall version 3 in Brampton at Great Lakes Drive, Ontario.
We have number 190 in Texas, the 16-stall version 4, 325 kilowatt in Texas City, Texas.
Number 118 in Australia is the 6-stall version 4 at Batemans Bay, New South Wales.
We have number 110 in New York, the 20-stall version 4, 325 kilowatts in Queens.
Number 51 in Oregon is the 16-stall version 4, 325 kilowatt in Halsey, Oregon.
We have the 3-stall version 4 in Shijiazhuang, China.
Number 2212 in China is the 6-stall in Wuhan.
We have the 16-stall version 4 in Swindon, UK.
An expansion from 12 to 16 stalls, version 3s and 4s in Honfleur, France.
Number 44 in Indiana, the 12-stall version 4, 325 kilowatts in Jeffersonville.
The 8-stall version 4, this is an EV on the move in Birmingham, Tisley, UK.
Number 223 in France, the 12-stall version 4 in Montauban-les-Chemins. I got that wrong for sure.
Number 33 in Tennessee is the 16-stall version 4, 325 kilowatt in Cleveland, Tennessee.
We have an expansion from 10 to 12-stall version 4 in Valenciennes, France. Why am I getting all the French ones this week?
Number 192 in the UK, the 15-stall version 4 in Faversham, UK.
Number 553 in California, the 16-stall version 4, 325 kilowatt in Diamond Bar.
Number 19 in New Hampshire is the 12-stall version 4, 325 kilowatt in Hooksett, New Hampshire.
Yeah, so this isn't the southbound, northbound one. This is south of that. It's a new one in Hooksett. So you got three in Hooksett. That's not fair. You got number 59 in Massachusetts, the 8-stall version 4, 325 kilowatts in Plymouth.
And number 9 in Oklahoma, number 2,653 in the United States, number 7,259 in the world is the 8-stall version 4, 325 kilowatts in Henrietta, Oklahoma.
Nice. So many going online all the time.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
That's cool.
I mean, we got two in Massachusetts this week.
It's crazy.
I mean, who would have guessed we'd have 59 supercharger locations in our little state?
And only 9 in Oklahoma.
I mean, that's more than some countries.
It's true. And it's more than in Oklahoma. Oklahoma's way bigger than Massachusetts.
I know. Sorry, Oklahoma.
Sorry, Oklahoma. We'll see you guys on Tuesday.
Now you know.
This podcast is supported by Talkspace.
When my husband came home from his military deployment, readjusting was hard for all of us. Thankfully, I found Talkspace.
Talkspace provides professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatric providers online. Military members, veterans, and their dependents ages 13 and older can get fast access to providers, all from the privacy of their computers or smartphones.
I just answered a few questions online, and Talkspace matched me with a therapist. We meet when it's convenient for me, and I can message her anytime. It was so easy to set up, and they accept TRICARE. Therapy was going so well, my husband and I started seeing a couples therapist through Talkspace, too.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, including TRICARE. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com/military. Go to Talkspace.com/military to get started today. That's Talkspace.com/military.
Lowe's knows you want the best for dad. This Father's Day, help him take on any project with big deals on DeWalt. Right now, get a free XR 8 amp hour battery when you buy select DeWalt tools. That's not all. Get up to two free select tools when you buy a select DeWalt 20 volt max battery kit. Maximum initial battery voltage measured without a work load is 20 volts. Nominal voltage is 18.